One of my fondest memories was the last day we were outside Ira's house, and a couple of people were sharing. Were Kathy from Colorado, her and her husband Keith. She shared something that I'll always remember. That she was sorry that she didn't get to know people sooner, because she's always been a very shy person, and that, she was in tears. And Keith and I, myself, became, pretty close friends in that 4 days. That, what are you laughing at, Tina? And speaking of Tina reeled me in a couple of times, especially over there at Ira's house one day. I was kind of getting ahead of myself, and Tina pulled me aside and said, "Hey, remember why we're here." And I'll always remember that. For me, it was an experience of a lifetime. It's something I'll never forget. It wasn't on my plans of things to do this year, except for I really wanted to do it at some point, but it just never seems like it's the right time, right? I mean, I could have thought of many reasons not to go this time, because we always have these busy lives and things are going on in our lives. But I'm so grateful to God that I got the opportunity to go and meet a lot of people. I know everybody's name. I remember everybody's name. We had more, it seems like myself, we had more fun than hard work. And it was a combination of both. I learned how to play cards back there. And then when Brian came home, he read the rules. Because we were definitely playing the cards the wrong way. But it goes to show you, it doesn't matter how you play them, as long as you get together and you have fun and you have fellowship. And, God wasn't there judging us. God was there, thanking us for being there to help out the people that needed our, the help more than I needed help at home. And my doctor's back there. Becky Jo. We met some incredible people from the last trip, or one of the last trips, Steve and Faith. And they came to dinner one night. She shared. She shared y'all a lot. Every other word out of her mouth was y'all. But, again, it's just Pastor Brown, who, instead of being kicked out of his church and parish, wound up staying through the duration with the National Guard in his backyard. There's many, many, many stories. So with that, thank you, God, for letting me go. And I'm going to turn it over to Jeannie.